Jack Flanders in The Aha Phenomena, Part 2.
You say it's out here on the lake, huh?
Yep. You'll find a walled city.
The forbidden city of Aha?
Uh-huh, indeed, but the walls have only one entrance.
Hmm. Is it guarded?
The entrance is also the exit.
Yeah, but is it guarded?
Wear that robe of yours.
Oh, so they'll think I'm a dervish, huh?
It may.
It may?
Ah, see, the moon's rising. You can see the whole...
Wait, just a minute. What is this, it?
The fabulous beast.
How fabulous?
It has the head and wings of an eagle, and the body of a lion.
Good grief, a griffin.
With eyes big as your fist, and green as emeralds.
You mean that thing guards the gates?
It's only stone.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
So they say.
You mean you don't know?
No, never been there.
Well, why not?
If I ever win, I couldn't resist a pilfer or something.
Oh, I see. Oh, here's the lake. Is that the boat?
They say that whoever attempts to steal sequins from the gods will have his gizzard ripped out by the griffin.
Wonderful. Well, wizard, I'd like to thank you for your help.
Even wizards have got to eat. You
know. A what?
You know, the wizard's fee.
The wizard's fee? Look, you're not getting my teeth.
What do you think I am, a troll?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean
Bring
that.
Bring me back the alchemist's stone. And we'll be even.
The alchemist's stone?
Well, how about the Holy Grail?
The Holy Grail? Look, I'll be lucky if I can get out of there with my skin.
Well, how about a patch for Andromeda here?
But this is not my robe. Yeah. Oh, all right, sure, here. Which one do you want?
I like that pretty one there.
It's yours.
Thank you. You want a receipt?
No. Look, I have one other question.
Hmm.
After I get inside the Forbidden City, will it be difficult to find the archives?
Nah. They say that once you're in, it's a snap. Whoop!
Oh, no, you!
And so with a flash and a splash, Jack and the wizard part. Jack paddles his small craft out upon the silvery, moonlit waters of the lake. Wisps of mist appear before him. He paddles on. Soon a long, dark shadow stretches out across the horizon.
There appear to be hills, maybe mountains, and things glistening in the moonlight. I can't make out what they are.
Speaking of the unified field theory of matter and energy, I happen to have a few notes here on the subject. Well, science has a lot of theories. Really good, working, wonderful theories like gravitation, electromagnetism, relativity theory. But it's always seemed like it would be really neat if there could be one large overall beauty that would encompass all the others, unifying all the fields. People have tried for a long time. Even the Big E worked on it in his later years. But currently, most of the excitement and scientific discovery is centered on the area of elementary particle or high-energy physics, which is the study of the micro-world, essentially teeny-tiny little things and pieces and particles of teeny-tiny little, very small things. But as a matter of fact, they're pretty close to the point of sticking everything together, unified theory-wise, with the exception of gravity. They're having a hard time with gravity, which is very understandable. You need a sense of humor to deal with gravity, and it takes a long time to develop a really good, basic, constantly operable sense of humor. However, that long-sought-for meeting between all the different understandings, it's just barely out of reach. A cosmic carrot, awaiting the moment when someone somewhere takes a big bite and goes, aha! And now, we look in on Jack, who finds himself in a small craft paddling toward an island. It's nighttime. Upon the island, he hopes to find the secret archives that hold the great ahas of all mankind.
Jack nears the island. From out of the thick foliage, shining black and silver in the moon, the sounds of night creatures reach his ears.
There's something. Flames. Looks like torches. I better move carefully. I don't know if there's such a thing as a friend around here. What's that sound? Is this a moving road? Well, it's a nice way to travel, if it's safe.
Jack steps upon the moving road, and immediately he's swept along at a convenient clip. Ominous shadows cast by the passing torches swiftly rise and fall as Jack glides along this remarkable road. Shapes dark and foreboding, shadows from civilizations long sunk beneath the restless seas. But here in this forbidden realm, their shadows still rise and fall with the passing of our traveler from the world that we know.
There's someone else on this road. The road is moving against him, yet he's moving toward me. I think it's time to put on the robe.
An odd feeling passes through Jack as he puts on the dervish's robe.
My friend! You're moving the wrong way.
Can you tell me where I'm headed?
You're headed the opposite and wrong way, my friend.
Well, why do you say that?
I follow the natural flow of the road.
From here, it looks like you're going against the flow.
Again, you are wrong, my friend. For where flows the one true way, I surely follow.
Oh, bull.
Followers of the adventures of Jack Flanders may well be shocked. For never before has Jack been the first one to strike a blow or give a swift kick, sending the man up in the air and off the road, rolling and tumbling into the underbrush. Can it be our hero is fed up with all this spiritual stuff?
That was good for him.
If you say so. The road turns, and suddenly right there before him is the massive walls of the forbidden city of Aha.
There's the gates, but they're closed.
Something in the moonlight catches his attention. Jack looks up and sees, squatting there, atop the walls, directly above the heavy carved gates, squatting as only terrifying mythical beasts can squat, a gigantic stone griffin. Enormous wings are folded sleekly down along the powerful body of a lion. Its paws are as big as boulders, with claws long and deadly as a Turk's curved scimitar, and its great eagle's head, with its piercing emerald eyes, squinting down upon all those that dare pass below. Is that creaking the sound of a gigantic neck beginning to bend forward so those great squinting eyes can peer more closely? Or is it the sound of the gates slowly opening? In another moment, the road has taken him past the griffin and inside the walls.
Phew. That's behind. The archives are most likely near the center of the city if I can... Look at that. Those things I saw glistening above the island. They're towers.
Yes. Towers. Tall and lean. Rarely seen by man or woman. Except perhaps in restless dreams beneath the full of a moon. Towers sweeping up to heavenly heights.
Whoa.
And way up there, attached to the very tips of the towers, are hanging bridges thin as webs, strung back and forth from steeple to turret, to dome, to spire, to minaret.
I wonder who was crazy enough to go walking around up there. That's interesting. Only the main road is moving. The side streets are all stationary. It's odd that there's no one about. What's going on? That's funny. I didn't see anything. There again. I'm passing through something. Cross currents coming from off the side streets. It's as though I'm passing through invisible walls. I feel myself wanting to go with them. Steady.
Music. So sweet. Each note is like a little winged cherub that plucks at his elbows, gently picking him up and off the moving road. How beautiful is this side road he moves along. Lovely gardens, pools and fountains that sparkle like diamonds in the moonlight.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, put me down. These are diamonds.
And so they are. The pools are heaped with precious jewels. Rubies and sapphires shimmer beneath the surface, while diamonds spray into the air, falling back down and spilling about his feet. There are trees of pure gold, covered with pearls like clusters of cherries, that softly tinkle while stroked by the perfumed breeze.
Oh, it's so rich.
Jack begins to fill his pockets. Fistfuls of rubies and emeralds, kilos of diamonds, bushels of pearls are poured into these cavernous pockets. And when he can fit no more, he turns and heavily shuffles back to the old moving road.
Oh, God, I think I may have overindulged a bit. Oh, if I can just make it onto the road, it'll carry me all right. That is, if I can get my foot up there. Phew. Sinking into the road. I can't raise. I'm up to my ankles. I'm sinking. One of us is melting, me or the road. It's just past my waist. Help! I'm up to my chest. God, hey, anyone. The road is turning into a river. I'm sinking beneath. Help!
He sinks like a rock, straight to the bottom. He's emptying his pockets as fast as he can, but there's no end to these pockets. Finally, he's down to his last rock. A pearl of breathtaking beauty. And now, removed from his pocket, he begins to rise. What was that? Oh, he says this is no easy place to pilfer. He breaks through the surface and is swept along by the swift current. Buildings flash past. He reaches out, trying to grasp a doorstep or window ledge, but the current is too swift. Ahead are rapids. Jagged rocks like sharp teeth chew the river into a froth. Water foams white, swirls and tumbles over and over and right over the edge of the world. Straight down falls Jack in the water. He opens his hand, and the last pearl is swept away.